Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we have open phone lines for you right now at 1-800-677-9377. You know, the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. Something you'd like to discuss or a Bible question you'd like to pose, call now, 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to hear how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's basic gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about character, and one of the things that we know about God is that he is merciful, that he extends mercy to us. I love what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2, because of his great mercy, God reached down and saved us. He made us alive together with Christ. It is by grace that we have been saved. So his mercy reaches down to us and does for us what we could not do for ourselves. So God is a merciful God. And we see that characteristic being developed in us when we respond to that mercy. And there's a great story in Luke chapter 10. We know it as the parable of the Good Samaritan. But Jesus told this story in response to a question. There was an expert in the law that stood up to test Jesus, and he asked a very important question, didn't he, Richard?
Yeah. What must I do to get eternal life?
What must I do to be saved? That's what we want to know. And most of us are looking for, you know, 10 steps. You know, here's step one, you need to do that. And once you accomplish step one, you go to step two. Once you accomplish step two, you go to step three. And you get through all of the steps, then you can be saved. That's what we want to know. What am I supposed to do? But Jesus answered with a question, what is written in the law? How do you read it? So here's this expert in the law who knows the first five books of the Bible and what the prophets have written, and he knows what's in there. So Jesus just turns it on him and says, well, what does that Old Testament say? What does the law say? And so this guy answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So he had really, I think, put his finger on the pulse of the message of the Old Testament. It is distilled down to these two commands, to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor as yourself. So he was well-versed in what the law said, but also the main message that was there. And so Jesus said, you have answered correctly. And then he said, do this and you will live. There they are. Go do it. Go do it. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? So let's just get some, clarification. You know, who is my neighbor? Is this guy over here? Is this guy my neighbor? How about that guy over there? Is that guy my neighbor? You know, who am I supposed to do this for? And so in response to this question, Jesus gives the parable of the Good Samaritan. So there was a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. These robbers stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, a priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. Isn't that what we do so often? We see people in need, and we're, you know, if we're going to help them, that would inconvenience us, so we just kind of turn a blind eye to it and go along our merry way. So that's what this priest did. And then it says, so too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, pass by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. And so Jesus finishes the story and then asks the question, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robber? And the expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Incredible, incredible story. And only those who have received mercy can extend mercy. And that's what a believer is. It's somebody that has received the mercy of God. And as that mercy starts to percolate inside of us and we recognize the depths of God's mercy, we begin becoming merciful ourselves. And when we see people in need, it's this mercy that compels us to reach out and to help. That's an incredible story. And if you're in Christ, you're going to see this mercy developing inside of you.
Yes, indeed.
And that is a marvelous, marvelous thing. And throughout the Word of God, you see that mercy trumps just about everything else. What's the stuff God's looking for? Well, one of the things is mercy.
Yes, indeed. And this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you could join us for this Friday edition. Bob Christopher is here. Richard Piper is here. We're glad you did as well. 1-800-677-9377. Lots of open lines right now, and we want you to take advantage of them right now. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk with John, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing over there?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing great. I listen to you guys every day at 4 o'clock.
Awesome.
We're over glad in New York area.
We're glad you're tuned in.
I'll tell you, you guys are really talking about the Lord and really bringing Christ forward, His mercy and His grace. How does it go? His grace and mercy has brought me through. We live in this moment because of you. There's nothing better than talking about Jesus and walking with Him and living with Him and just floating with Christ every moment and, you know, and touching people with the love of Christ through us. To be saved, to be born again is a gift God has given us. And we have to touch people in everything we can do to be a doer of the word and blessed in our actions. And I just want to tell you, I'm excited about Jesus for 28 years and going stronger. When I listen to you guys talk about the Lord, it inspires me more. I just got to tell you, you're doing a great job, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, thanks for those kind words, and love hearing your passion. I mean, you can tell your heart is connected to the love of Christ, and
Amen.
He's made a huge difference in your life.
Oh, over and over, every day, over and over. The devil puts things in your path, but you know what? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And Christ will pull you through in every situation if we just let Him to. If we just let God take over, He will see us through every situation.
Yes, He will.
No one can do better than God. No one. Don't forget, He called us by name. He knew us before the foundations of the world.
Right. Well, and I love what Paul said, if God's for you, who can be against you?
Against you. Amen. And nobody can.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, John, there's an interesting passage in the book of Acts. It says, "You will be my witnesses." And we think of being a witness as somebody who goes out and verbalizes the message of Christ. But the very fact that we have been saved by grace, the very fact that we've received mercy, makes us a witness in and of ourselves. Just our very Amen. Lives are a witness to the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. And Amen. Boy, that is so evident in you, John, and the way you speak and the enthusiasm you have. Just thanks for blessing our hearts today.
Indeed.
I got to tell you guys, thank you so much for me. May God richly bless you in all your ways, and may your needs be met, and may the funds come in, and may you keep on continuing, and may God give you all the grace and the mercy and the strength to go on every day. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you guys over there. I really do.
Well,
you're abundant. And the abundance of life of Christ flows through you, and I know you're reaching everybody.
Well, thank you, John.
I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, my friend. And let me put you on hold. We'd love to send you this series this month on profiles and character. And, you know, would you just receive it as our special gift and special way of saying thanks for being a part of today's program?
Thank you so much.
You hang on, my friend.
Wow, what a way to start the program.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I love to hear from people like John who are so passionate about Jesus.
You bet.
I read an article, a blog post recently, and you know somebody was quoting somebody else, and in this quote, the guy came down to the point and said, you know, in all of life, whether it's salvation, whether it's in family, whether it's in parenting, whether it's in work, whether it's in church and all of that. He said, whatever it is, it's just gospel, 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 gospel. I mean, it's Jesus. Yeah. It's the fact that he's alive living in us. And he just doesn't want to be a part of what we're doing on a Sunday in a church service. He wants to invade every single area of life. Yes. And so I love it when people like John get on and it's just so evident that that's the case, that the love of Christ is ever expanding in a person's heart and soul and mind, just taking over every single area. And so we appreciate so much hearing from John and sharing his story and his testimony.
I couldn't agree more. Well, we have plenty of open lines, friends. If you'd like to come in and be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, 1-800-677-9377 is the number you need to dial.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go back to the New York area, New Jersey, and talk with Mark, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. I just wanted to thank you both for the time that you give us, all listeners. And I listen in the morning to Dr. Charles Stanley, and I listen whenever I can. I'm a New Jersey resident, but I'm in and out of state driving often, and I just want to thank you guys for delivering the message. I know that I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church, and I was an altar boy all the way through high school, and I ended up going to Fordham University, a Jesuit university, and after a while, I found myself removed from the church just from a lot of things that I was experiencing from some of the activities that were going on in the priesthood, and I finally picked up the Bible again about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I've been reading every morning and every night, and the first thing that happened was I learned not to judge others, and I learned to love my brothers and sisters, and it's gotten rid of my road rage on those days that I've had it, and I just want to thank you all that, that every day, it's been a challenge to get through this world, especially as difficult as it has been, with seeing how Christians are treated across the world. And I just want to thank you guys for continuing to spread the word. And this is the first time I've called into any radio station in my life. I'm about 43 years old, and I just wanted to thank you guys.
Well, Mark, we are very honored by that. We so appreciate your kind words. And you're right. It's all about the gospel. It's all about this simple, powerful, life-changing truth. You know, we are such complex people, or at least we think we are. We're really not when you get down to the surface. Yeah. I mean, when you get right down to the core of who we are, we're not that complicated at all. But we like to think we are. And the world likes to think of itself as complex and complicated. But when you boil it all down, we all need Jesus. We need love. We need acceptance. We need purpose in life. And there's no other place to go than to him. He's the only one that can love us unconditionally. He's the only one that can accept us unconditionally. He's the only one that can give us real meaning and purpose to life, a purpose that satisfies us at the depths of our souls. That's what we need. And if we'll all just kind of peel back the layers, that's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to find that we really need and we really long for is only what we can experience in Christ. So he's the one that we need to talk about. We just need to talk about him all the time because he's everything. He is the preeminent one, isn't he?
Absolutely. And every day, well, not necessarily every day, but pretty much every week, he reveals something about myself, and he's constantly making me the person that I know I want to be through Christ. So once again, I just want to thank you, and you're absolutely right. Christ is the way to go. The Word is the way to get there, and thank you for not making me feel alone sometimes when it's quiet on the road or when there's just people that I know are doing things that they shouldn't do, and helping me to get to be a better person myself. So I once again, thank you guys so much, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's so good to hear from you. You hold on. We'll send you this series as well. You hang on, Mark.
Certainly.
Great, great comments. We appreciate that. Well, we've heard from John and Mark. Now, if Matthew and Luke will call in, we'll have the gospel covered. Indeed. Hey, friends, don't forget, for a gift of any amount this month, you're going to receive our 3-CD series that Bob has generously offered to John and to Mark, Profiles in Character. It's by Bob Christopher, of course, and in the series, Bob outlines some very important lessons, finding that sometimes in life, the most unlikely of people prove to be the true heroes. Profiles in Character, yours for a gift of any amount. And to make your gift and receive your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours or online at basicgospel.net. Profiles in Character by Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This series, you know, I was reading through the gospel accounts several years back, and you know, the Samaritans kept, you know, coming to the forefront, and they were always seen from Jesus's perspective as the good guys. Mm-hmm. But you know, as far as history is concerned, they weren't the good guys. They were enemies as far as the Jews were concerned. There was bitter hatred that flowed between those two groups, and you would think if Jesus was going to tell a story, being a Jew from a Jewish lineage, that he would somehow bring praise to the Jewish people. But that was never the case. The Samaritans seemed to always trump them, and that was confusing to me. So I took a deeper look and said, what is this all about? And we talked about that the other day, that a Samaritan represents something from a historical point of view. They were once, you know, a part of the people of Israel. They split. The country of Israel split. There were 10 tribes that went north. There was Judah and Benjamin that went south. The northern tribes, they kept the name Israel. The two southern tribes, they were Judah, right? Mm-hmm. And the Assyrians came in around 770 BC, somewhere along that time frame, and they conquered the northern kingdom. And then they assimilated themselves within the culture. And so there was cross breeding, so to speak, mm-hmm. Cross marriage. And so Gentile and Jew just became one in that group. And so the Jews despised them. Samaritans didn't like the Jews very much either. But somehow these Samaritans kept showing up as unlikely heroes in these stories. And then when you go through some of the other writings of Paul, you see that this body of Christ is made up of Jew and Gentile, that he is taking people out of the Jewish group and people out of the Gentile group, and he is putting them together to make a new group, a new species, so to speak, called the church, called the body of Christ, called the temple. And we come together as one. As Paul writes in Ephesians 2, he brought the two together and made them as one. So these Samaritans are representative of the body of Christ. They give us some insight as to what this body of Christ is all about and the characteristics that the body of Christ has as it follows the leading of the head. And mercy is one of those qualities. Thanksgiving is one of those qualities. We see contentment as another one of those qualities. And that's what this series is all about. If you're looking for contentment in life, this series will help answer that question for you and lead you down that path to contentment. If you're thinking that you need to be more merciful, this series will show you about the mercy of God and how Christ has reached down to you in spite of all the things that you've done, all the things that you've said, all the things that you've thought about doing, all those evil desires. God has still reached down to you in Jesus with mercy. And when you recognize that, you can become merciful. So this is a very practical, you know, kind of hands-on series. It's you know, kind of that question, well, how then should we live? And what's that going to look like? Well, this is this series, and we want to put it in your hands, and we can do so for a gift of any amount to the ministry this month.
Absolutely. You'll find a prominent link at the homepage, basicgospel.net, or as I said, you can call during Central Time office hours and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828. Profiles and Character by Bob Christopher. We have a question from our friend Kelly, who lives in Tampa, listens online. She says, I have a question about the latter part of Philippians 1:6 that you spoke on recently. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Her question is the day of Jesus referring to his return at the time of the resurrection? If so, will his work continue with those who have entered into eternity prior to the resurrection? Thank you kindly, she says, for your insight. That's from Kelly in Tampa.
Interesting question, isn't
it,
Richard?
It is. I love that she's looking at it that way. I think there's a pretty safe answer. The reason Paul says until the day of Christ, because he knows that when Jesus comes back, then we will know as we are fully known. We will see him directly, face to face, instead of, like he says in 1 Corinthians 13, through a glass. You know, it's just kind of a dark image. There will be education that happens after that, but the kind of work that the Holy Spirit does in us now to keep us growing in grace will be done when Jesus comes. And so the work will change. But in the meantime, we can rest assured that he's going to bring us to completion.
Yes, indeed. Well, that kind of brings up a topic to discuss about the three parts of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a human being, we're made up of three parts. There's the spirit, there's the soul, and there's the body. So what happens the moment we're saved? What part of us is really impacted at that moment in time?
At that moment in time, the Holy Spirit takes up residence within our spirit, and spiritually we are saved. We'll never be more saved than we are at that moment. And then there's this progression that happens, and I use that word guardedly because there's this idea about progressive sanctification that I don't agree with. But the Spirit's job is to renew our minds, and that takes time. And so as he renews our minds and starts impacting our will and emotions, that's an ongoing thing. And we realize that. We see that happening. But then we also realize that our flesh is just jam-packed full of sin. It's a thing. It's a friend of ours, Andrew Farley, calls it a parasite that just kind of absorbs us. And we have this battle between the flesh and the spirit. Well, that battle is not going to go away until, one, I die, or two, Jesus comes back and replaces this body with a new body. And so there are three aspects to salvation, just as there are three aspects to our being. We are completely saved spiritually, absolutely full assurance of salvation, and then we continue to see the results of that salvation through our thinking and choosing and living, and then we realize that our hope is guaranteed that Jesus is going to fix our bodies one of these days.
And that's the complete work.
The complete work.
He is carrying on to completion. You know, I love what both James and Peter say in their letters, that we receive the salvation of our souls. Mm-hmm. That's that renewing of the mind. That's the changing of our wills, you know, conforming our wills to his will. That's all the process of growing in grace, and it's a glorious experience. And that's what we're all in right now, and that's why we need each other to help us along.
Yes.
In this journey in grace.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we're just about out of time for this edition, and thanks to everyone for joining us. We're here, as I said earlier, only because you are, and to express our thanks for your support for Basic Gospel. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive our 3-CD series by Bob Christopher called Profiles in Character. God is looking for people of character, those who reflect him in this world of darkness. But how do we become standout people in the world? Well, Bob unlocks the secret in 3 life-changing biblical accounts and profiles in character, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and receive your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828. You can do so right now, or you can visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828 or basicgospel.net. We also invite you to join our email list. By clicking subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net, you'll get late news about the ministry, about upcoming events, and information about new products and resources to enhance your understanding of the Christian life. So click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net. And don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. So until Monday at the same time, for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry staff, Bob Davis, God bless you and have a great weekend in the Lord Jesus.